Let's call the Planning Commission meeting for Monday, October 21st, 2013, to order at 6:30 p.m. at the Alloway Village Hall. Roll call, Perillo.
Here.
Dart.
Here.
Coppenrode.
Here.
Rolpe.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Roger Retzoff is excused, and I'm not sure if we would have called the alternate.
Oh,
Trevor
Judy.
Is right. Judy may not have been contacted if we had a forum. And Kalata present. Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. Tracy contacted me and said she had other places she might be tonight.
I saw her.
And we all know that. So as far as the agenda, I was hoping that we could move up maybe agenda topic 10 to earlier. We could do that after item 4. And then we'll buy plenty of time on that topic, and Tracy will probably be back by the time we get any farther. And I technically need a motion in a second.
Motion to approve the agenda as modified.
Okay. Trustee Dart, is there a second?
Second.
Hansen, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The motion carries. Agenda topic 3, minutes from the September 23rd meeting. Did anybody or everybody have an opportunity to review? Nice job catching all the different names and people that commented. And actually, who was that? It was us. Yeah, never mind. We did a good job. So I thought the discussion for the site plan review was good. It seemed like controlled chaos. I know you weren't able to be there for that. But I thought we asked a lot of questions. I thought the residents were fantastic as far as their feedback and their concerns and sharing the history of the site and being neighbors. So,
and when it came to the board, we thought you did a very thorough job on meeting those things out.
And that's, we'll come back to Tracy's comments a little bit later, but I just thought the process, it seems a little bit uncontrolled at times, but I think it works well for us.
So, I think that's an example of a case where it did. You know, when everybody, all the issues got out, I think, discussed, and everybody was willing to. We were talking before the meeting about how, in a past life, I was in an area where there was a lot of contention. You know, and resolutions were not, I mean, residents would bring their lawyers. And it was, you know, it wasn't like a win-win. So I think that was a good example of how it can be when we all just do our jobs. And
the one part, I had the opportunity, I shared this with some of you last month. I went to the DePere Planning Commission for my work. I had to present, and they run it very formal. But the difference is they send out all the attachments are sent out to the public before the meeting. We don't have that, and the public that was there didn't have that. So that's why there's times I could have shut down the public and say, no more discussion, we're done, let's move on. But the neighbors never had the opportunity to see any of the displays that we were seeing. So it's one of those, maybe we should have, and we can revisit this, this is just discussion. Maybe there should be handouts for the public to understand, the neighbors, versus just...
I do put the attachments on the website.
But how many of the neighbors that got the letter would have seen that? Is there a reference in the letter to go to the website?
Probably not.
Yeah, maybe that's all we should do is add that reference.
So that's something, we don't need to solve it tonight, but it's just something, that's part of the reason why, if it would have been the DePere example, I would have shut everything down, because everybody had opportunities to review stuff. Hey, you have the comment period. Here we didn't have that, and if we would have prematurely would have cut it down, we would have lost a lot of good insight from the public. So
I think sometimes just having a good map, you know, of the site, you know, or different elevations, you know, the north and the east or whatever, for different jobs, you know, just so people can, instead of having the presenter have to walk around like this and you know, see this one, you know, and, you know, it's, again, not enough time for people to, like, focus on where Taft Street really is.
And we did talk about that, about adding displays of who the neighbors are. I don't know who had a really good catch, too, about the, is that sidewalk, the connection to the neighborhood? I didn't even know that was back there.
Yeah.
So somebody had the foresight to mention that. So I think together we did a good job. So attaboy. Mm-hmm. With that, if there's no other comments, I would accept a motion in a second on the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
By Hanson.
I'll second.
Copperrude. Am I saying that right, Bart?
Copperrude.
Copperrude. I'll
now
get it right by...
N.
Copperrude.
Copperrude. All right. Rude.
Copperrude.
Copperrude.
Norwegian.
Any further discussion?
We don't want to be rude.
So no.
We want to be right.
All right, leave it alone. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion carries. That moves us on to announcements we are going to cover. Tracy just gave me a memo from October 15, 2013 from Brad. It's in regards to the HME tree planting on St. Joseph Street. I'll just read it because you guys don't have it. I was contacted by Andy's Landscape, to verify the planting locations per the landscape plan. Andy had placed stakes at the location where the trees are to be planted. During my visit to the site, it was discovered that there is an underground gas line that would interfere with the plantings. See the photos. Pass them around the table, please. Due to the limited planting site, I would recommend that no trees be planted along the entire south side of West St. Joseph Street at this location due to the buried gas line. It would also be my recommendation that if future development occurs at this location, that at that time we address adding additional plantings if possible. Should you have any questions, please contact me.
Boy, is that going to make neighbors mad?
Well, if it's along the west...
I don't think there are.
No, there really aren't any neighbors here.
Good.
I guess a question I have, I don't have a problem with this, but should we add, like, this letter in the file or something like that, just for future? I mean, we followed our site plan ordinance. It's just, hey...
It can't be done.
Can't be done. Or is that worth the risk of doing it?
That's between the sidewalk and the street. It looks like there's some grassy area between the sidewalk and the parking lot. Could they put something back in there in lieu of that?
This area.
There's some orange flags there. Is that
telephone?
Telephone. Telecommunications and the gas line is here. So, I guess you could put some concrete urns with flowers in it for the, some.
So if there's ever development, now this is... If there's development to the east, we're probably going to have the same issue.
Mm-hmm. That's that large parking lot?
Right, in the back. Mm-hmm. And they talked about maybe doing something in the back.
Sorry. Well, maybe then we can have them put in landscape islands. You know, we didn't require any kind of a islands, did we, on this site plans?
I don't think we did.
So maybe we can request something like that for some more internal landscaping in lieu of landscaping along the street.
You got plenty of space.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Because this is just information, if and when Tracy gets here, if she doesn't, I'll call her tomorrow. I guess the question, I don't know if Brad would be comfortable. I mean, how do you dictate how much? I mean, do you say you take the same amount of what would have been there and say try and distribute it throughout the site? But I do like the idea of some sort of landscaping to break it up. I mean, I always think it's like a tree village.
Let's get some.
Yes.
Folks in there.
Nice idea. So we're not going to take official action, but I will take action. And I don't know what will happen, but we'll see what happens.
You're official.
Something. All right, let's see. Then we're going to move on agenda.
Sorry.
I should have said anyone else.
I'm not sure if this is an announcement or not, or if you guys have heard this, but we had the village reappraised, you know, and the TID already produced an increment of 7.16%. So that is, in real dollars, $100,000. So, I don't,
How, so by reappraising the village, we made money on it?
Yes, we did. So now we have, and then after board meeting, Tracy, I caught it and Tracy caught it, but then she called the appraiser the next day to get what the dollar amount would be, and then she got the $103,000. But the good news about that is now, you know, if we can fund our facade program with that money.
That is good.
Isn't that a good announcement?
That, and I would have missed it. Does anyone else have any other announcements?
Well, did everybody get that email announcing the large donation for the East River Trail?
Yes. Yes,
that's a great announcement.
Someone came in today and donated $500 too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, what's $100,000 one? Is that something I didn't?
No, that's the East River
Trail.
For Mr. Rush.
Yeah, that one I knew about from a couple years ago.
You know, those kind of things, we've talked with Tracy that maybe we should ask for an update at one of our future meetings. Like, Hoffman Road, I know they're talking about bike accommodations, but is it urban section, is it rural section? We as a plan commission should kind of at least be aware of the major projects and what's going on. The East River Trail would be nice to look at. What is the plans? Is it the whole stretch that they're going to widen out?
Right. Well, all the way stretch.
Does there need to be any other neighborhood connections or anything else over the long term? I know we'll get into the official mapping later on and maybe having recommendations in there. So, if no other announcements, now we will go to the what was agenda topic 10, discussion of preparation for end of year and creation of 2014 project list. Did everyone have a, from my last meeting, I asked that we all do this on our own because it was late enough the way it was at the meeting. I think it was after 9 o'clock last time. I put together basically a brainstorm list, some of the stuff that I've used from last year, and they're just things I thought on my own. And I can open it up. We could either have a discussion and then maybe prioritize. Some things we're going to run out of time with. The budget's going to already be set for 2014. We're going to be too late to come and say, hey, can we find some money to redo all our zoning ordinance? Probably not going to happen. But
maybe they can get that injured.
Well, so there are some big things that I see out there that maybe we aren't going to be able to handle in 2014, but at the same time, we were premature, and I wasn't sure what we'd be asked for, how much time or money, and we didn't get proposals. So from my mind, that's still important. That's one of the most vital things we have to do, but I think we need to do our research and not just come in haphazard and say, hey, boys, we need this when we don't know what we need yet. So anything else is on the table. Hold on. And don't tell me it's the best work ever and there's no changes, because that's not...
There's the question whether we use the planner's website. I haven't.
I didn't
look at it.
Is it enough of a value? You think we should redo it? That's...
I don't know.
My gut in talking to Tracy was not enough people are using it to justify it. So it's one of those things, my concern is I know there's limited village resources. And I know one thing that I had asked for, the Plan Commission had asked for, was training. And some of you went to the Plan Commission workshop, and I think I would rather, if we have meager resources, let's push for stuff we're going to use versus that website. So I'm inclined to say we drop that, and maybe there's some other exciting opportunity. And Barb, I don't know, is there things that you see over in Bellevue that's good training type stuff for plan commissioners that we should be asking for or looking at here? Okay. And I did talk to Tracy about the intern, and she thought, yes, there's an opportunity with UW Green Bay potentially. I think Trevor's done a good job. Mm-hmm. I know because there's limited village staff, Tracy's used him to do a lot of things, and he's done a lot of the early preparation, and then she can finalize. So I would say, once again, as I wrote in here, I'm going to defer to Tracy because she's the one that needs to make the time to direct an intern. I've had an intern, so I understand it's a lot of work. But it sounds like she's willing to do that.
We thought it was Tracy. Okay, we'll continue on.
Sorry.
I'm not sure if there will need to be any Brown County planning assistance. This past year we did use Brown County for the T&D concepts. We've also involved Brown County a little bit in just like the Safe Routes to School. I think they put some exhibits and some other information together. So it's... Trustee Dart, did the Plan Commission type stuff already go forward in budget? Is it already done, or is it still a proposal right now? How far?
Budget.
Yes, how far?